The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me."
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think we might need just a little bit of background to understand the Gospel passage we have in front of us today. Jesus is speaking very challenging words, very difficult words, in fact, words of condemnation to the people who do not receive his message. He's just sent his disciples out two by two to say that the kingdom of God is at hand. And what does it mean when he sends them out two by two? We see that they are to preach and preach repentance, but they are to invite everybody they see into the love of God. And how do they do that? By embodying the love of God. They show forth and preach not only with their lips, but with their lives. They have lives that are transformed by Jesus, so they become just like Jesus, an expression of God's love for the world. And how great it is for us today to be celebrating the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. Right, you guys know that prayer of St. Francis. You pray with some frequency. Make me a channel of your peace, right? And what does that prayer mean to do for us but to make us faithful embodiment of God's love? To make us into other Christs, reflections of Jesus, reflections of God's great love for the world. That's what our whole lives are about. And today we get to honor a saint and pray with a saint who has shown us the way, who's shown us how to do it. Just one aspect of St. Francis's life that I'd like to say resembles that, makes clear that Francis was all about Jesus in his whole life. He was the first known case in the history of the church to receive the stigmata. Yeah? In his prayer, he received the wounds of Christ's crucifixion because he was so perfectly conformed to Jesus. His life resembled Jesus's so well that he was blessed with such a gift as that. My friends, it's ours today in the spirit of St. Francis to become a channel of God's peace, to embody his love for those around us. Let us do so with the strength and support of his prayers.